My daughter was so agreeable as a toddler that I worried she would always be a pleaser, pushed along by the current of other people's opinions, never finding the courage to follow her own course. Just the opposite turned out to be true. At 14, her sense of self is strong and unshakable, like a boulder that water must flow around. She already understands that once you start changing your shape to please other people, it's easy to lose yourself in the process. For a person who doesn't go with the flow, middle school can be a lonely time. Most kids that age seek safety in numbers, swimming like a group of fish, first one way and then another, none moving out of sync with the whole. My daughter's independence made it tough for her to fit in. She became exhausted fighting the current, day after day. The weight of rejection can pull even a strong swimmer down. Watching anxiously from the shore, I kept trying to throw her lifelines. I looked for ways to help her blend in, though she mostly resisted my efforts. Strong-willed and opinionated, she was sometimes a minority of one in class discussions, where she would passionately defend her point of view against all comers. I was proud that she had the courage to stand by her convictions, but I also wished she'd keep her head down. "Good point, honey, but next time you should back off a little," I'd say, blind to the fact that you can't keep your head down while standing up for what you believe in. Unable to change her personality, I focused on her wardrobe instead. At least she could look like everybody else. When we went shopping, I'd look for styles the other girls were wearing, but she wanted things that were different. "Mom, I don't care what other people are wearing. I want to look like myself," she would remind me through the dressing room door. I'm embarrassed to say that I even tried to decorate her room for some other girl. Ignoring her wish for vivid turquoise, I painted her walls pale yellow. 5 years later, when I learned that it still bothered her, at first I didn't get it. Then, suddenly, the water cleared. That pastel room symbolized all the times I had encouraged her to play it safe, when anybody could see she was born to be bold. It wasn't my job to change her at all. She didn't need a lifeline. She needed a bigger pond to swim in. This year, my daughter's at a new school. There are fish of all kinds swimming up and down its halls. She felt comfortable there from the very first day. She swims with different groups on different days, and when she feels like it, she swims alone. She seems lighter now, like a weight has been lifted off her back. "Tell me about your day," I say when she gets into the car after school. Her smile tells me everything I need to know.